This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I hope you have had a tremendous Wednesday. It's hump day. It's time to get over the hump, because by the time you get through tonight and tomorrow swings around, you'll be even closer to the weekend. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Mark Jackson for joining us. The big, powerful, power forward Mark Jackson, not the point guard. And also thank you to my main man, Chris Webber. Chris Webber, Basketball Hall of Famer, came through and joined us last hour to talk about, just listen to this, a potpourri of topics. Everything. A wide selection. Michigan, the Sacramento Kings, Nikola Jokic. We just talked about everything. In his new book, By God's Grace, go check it out. If you missed a minute, a second, a millisecond, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause. Go back and listen to the interview with Chris. Much love to everybody listening live on our many Infinity Sports Network affiliates. You got SiriusXM, Ask It to Play. Well, don't ask. Well, you can. Hickey, do you use Sirius? You have it?
I don't have it anymore. Used to for a while.
Oh.
Not anymore. Yeah,
I'm so used to talking to everything at this point. But if you got Sirius, it's 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And you can just, I guess, skip over Sirius, you know? And you use the Odyssey app anyway. There's so many things to talk to. Hickey, you been in the back of one of these Teslas? You ever got picked up by a Tesla Uber?
I have. Yeah. And when I went to San Diego 2 weeks ago, that's all that's out there now. Electronic cars. A lot of Teslas.
Oh, my God. A couple of years ago, the first time a Tesla. I've never gotten in a Tesla. This thing pulled up and I'm like, how do I open the door? I'm a pro at it now, but I'm like, how the hell do I get in?
Lucky you. I still don't know how to open it. I screwed up getting in and getting out now.
The button, you push the back in. You push the back in and the front opens up and then you pull the handle out.
And you shake it all about?
And you do the hokey pokey. And you turn yourself about. And then you get in an electric car. Yep, that's how it goes. Shout outs to everybody out there rolling around on the road. We know we got folks. Hey, try not to go too fast, by the way. And shout outs to the truck drivers, the cab drivers. I ain't forget y'all, the Uber drivers. Somebody sitting in an autonomous car, a flying car, a spaceship, a submarine. Listening in outer space. Hello to the aliens. Hello to everybody, okay? We got a lot to do. As we continue on with the show, yes, we talked about some of the basketball from last night. The New York Knicks have managed to stay alive. Or excuse me, the Knicks choked. The Sixers stay alive. That's why we spoke to Mark Jackson, former Sixer. And then also the Milwaukee Bucks stay alive as they hold off the Indiana Pacers. And then right now, this minute, the Boston Celtics are doing a damn thing. They lead Miami 32-18. It's the first quarter. Boston leads this series 3-1. They don't have Porzingis. Boston needs to do everybody a favor and just get the Miami Heat the hell up on out of here. That'd be nice. And then also, 2 hours from now, we got another game. This series is tied up at 2-2. You have the Dallas Mavericks. You have the Clippers. And Luka Doncic is now nursing a sprained knee. Kawhi Leonard, knees are always sprained. And it's just a wild world, man. Kawhi is going to be 33 years old. Joel Embiid is 30 years old. And, does anybody get better with age? I mean, your mental acuity, to a certain point will improve with age. But physically, you get cooked. Like, basketball is a young man's game. You think about some of the stars. You think about some of the players that are getting to it right now. Come on, man. Let's look at the Joker. And Chris Webber had some nice points about the Joker. We'll rehear that later on. But the fact is, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, is in his prime. This man, right now, he got to be, 30 years old? He just turned 29. He's in his prime. We probably got 2-3 more years of Nikola Jokic just out here busting everybody's ass. But the thing is, we got younger players in the league right now. Come on. We got, I want to call them babies. We got players who are barely old enough to buy a drink who are lighting the NBA up right now. And I'm not talking about regular season. I'm talking about right now, this minute. We got legends of the game who are gone. There's no LeBron James. There's no Durant. There's no Curry. This is the first time since 2005 that we haven't seen any one of these three because we got new blood in. And so one thing that I do every Wednesday night, and I've been doing this on YouTube since, 2009. I decided to bring it to radio. Why not? Hey, JR, come do a radio show. Sure, I'm going to do what I want. Sure, do that. I brought the top six list. I do it every Wednesday, and I do it at this time. And so to show some love to all of the amazing young talent that we have in the NBA right now, I want to talk about the top six stars in the NBA. I don't even know if I want to call them future stars. Let's talk about the top six stars in the NBA who happen to be 25 and under. This is some wild stuff. And you know what? I'm going to give you the top six list. We'll see who I have at number one. But before we do that, let's listen to the fancy music that introduces it all.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a changing of the guard in the NBA. Out with the old, in with the new. LeBron James, sitting at home. Kevin Durant, sitting at home. Steph Curry, sitting at home with his house full of kids and his wife. They're not playing basketball. We got a bunch of young stars who are doing that. And so I want to talk to you about the top six young stars in the NBA. These players are the future. And they all happen to be at the age of 25 or under. What's the first number on this top six countdown?
Number six.
Let's go down the list at number six. How about this man? He's actually playing basketball right now. This man was selected first overall in 2022. He was a first-time All-Star this year. He was a Rookie of the Year. This man might as well be Captain America in the future as well. He could have played for Italy. It is Paolo Banchero. This is his first year in the playoffs, okay? This is the man's second damn year full in the league. And right now, first season in the playoffs, he's averaging 25.7 rebounds in the playoffs. There has not been a drop-off. Paolo Banchero is 21 years old. Let me say this again. He is 21 years old. This man came out of school with the body of a Greek god. He was ready-made to play in the NBA from the day he was selected. Paolo Banchero out of Duke, 6'10", 250 pounds. He might have, you know what, I'm not even going to say might. His body is more physically mature than when LeBron James came in at 18. It's just the facts. I get it. He's 21 years old, but Paolo Banchero out of Seattle is a bad dude. He got the Orlando Magic in the playoffs, battling it back and forth with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he's just a star. His head coach, Jamal Mosley, about a couple months ago, he talked about how amazing, dynamic, and super Paolo Banchero is on the Rich Eisen Show. Listen to this.
The thing about Paolo is, like, he's so dynamic. To put, you know, him in line with just one player, sure, it is to do, because he has the passing ability of a LeBron, the scoring ability of a Melo. You know, the basketball IQ he has is just something incredible. Then the other side of it is just his poise and his demeanor in game. For a 21-year-old to have that is very rare and very special. So he's got so many combinations that it's hard to just say he's like this one person. I think he's going to be his own when it's all said and done. Like, his uniqueness is special to what we're doing.
You know what? To be this accomplished at 21 years old, he can barely buy a beer. Like, what are we doing? He's barely allowed to drink. He's busting ass in the NBA. You want to talk about one of the biggest stars, young stars? It's Paolo Banchero. At the power forward position, a big man spot, he ain't going anywhere. How about this? There's room to grow. He's at number six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Did you watch basketball last night? Did you see this man drop 7 points in 25 seconds against the New York Knicks? Did you see him drop 46 overall? Did you see him become an All-Star this year? Did you see him light it up for the 76ers? His name is Tyrese Maxey. He is the man. He is only 23 years old. He dropped 26 points per game this past season. And you know what? When you got a bum on your team and Tobias Harris, sorry, Tobias, when you have an oft-injured Joel Embiid, or permanently injured Joel Embiid, and then last season, you got a James Harden who just, man, every now and then, yeah, he'll pass the hell out of the ball. Great passer. Excellent passer. But then sometimes his shot selection is straight out of the toilet. Maxey is running the show this year. There's no Harden. Embiid was gone. And Tobias Harris stinks. This has been the Tyrese Maxey Show. And everybody loves it and enjoys it. Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Sixers, the president, the boss, the man that James Harden hates, he said that Tyrese Maxey, oh, he's somebody you build your team around. This is what he told 97.5 The Fanatic.
He's, you know, beat expectations since we drafted him at 20, early 20s, and every year he's advanced more than people thought, whether it be with his shot.
Yeah.
His defense improved last year. He definitely has all-star ability, and, you know, that's why we want to make sure that we can set ourselves up to have multiple all-stars. He'll be a cornerstone once we do that with the franchise for a very long time.
You know what? If you're a fan of the Sixers, he's the reason that you go, oh, my God, maybe we have some optimism. Oh, my God, we can attract somebody else into the future. Because let's be real, Joel Embiid, his body is on borrowed time. That's just the facts. Joel Embiid's body is on borrowed time. Tyrese Maxey will still be the star for the Philadelphia 76ers if he wants to be. And I'm sure he'll have no problem attracting a little bit of help. I got Maxey at number 5 on my list. Top 6 stars in the NBA. Maxey 5, what's the next one?
Number 4.
I'm going to tick some people off with this one. My bad. A little bit. I'm going with a Georgia boy. I'm going with somebody who I interviewed when he was like 17 years old here in Georgia. I'm talking about Anthony Edwards. He is only 22 years old. 22 years old. This man played in Georgia for the Bulldogs, and then guess what? He was selected first overall in 2020. Anthony Edwards. He just swept the Suns. And then he talked crap to Kevin Durant in the process. And then he let him know that, man, your old ass is the hell up on out of here. The dunks, the tenacity. But then this is what I like. He actually looks like he's having fun. Like, he's not a jerk when the game is over. He seems like a fun-loving human being. He's authentic. He's normal. And you know what? How about this today? Mike Conley, the point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves, talked about his 22-year-old emerging star. Mike Conley was on the NBA on TNT, and he said that there's one guy that Anthony Edwards reminds me of. Prepare yourselves.
Young Michael Jordan, bro, honestly, he's unbelievable. I think more than anything with him has been his like mentality. You know, I've never met a guy or been a teammate with a guy who believes more in himself than Anthony Edwards. I think he thinks he's the best player ever to play the game, to walk on earth. You can't tell me different. He's gonna go out there, he has a mean streak to him. And what's most impressive about him is the way he competes on the defensive end. Not a lot of guys have that ability to take over games on both sides of the floor. Just super excited to have Kevin as a teammate and even learn from him just being around him.
Wow. Young MJ. Okay. I mean, putting up points of tenacity, the athleticism, the offense, the defense. You know what? He's not lying. We know there's only one Michael Jordan. There's only one. And Anthony Edwards would have to improve his scoring output a whole hell of a lot more if he wanted to step into that category. I don't know, by about another 10 points a game. But when it comes to how he's playing, yeah, there's a lot that can remind you of MJ. And please, the jokes are plenty. People are already saying that Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan's kid. Hickey, how much longer we got to deal with that? I feel like that is that joke old yet? It's played out, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm done with it.
It's like, oh, here's the blood test him. That's Michael Jordan. I'm like, yo, that's a whack joke. Get over it. Anyway, I got Anthony Edwards at number 4. What do I got next?
Number 3.
I really had to think about this one. And I had to say to myself, who is more likely to lead somebody to a championship? Because at number 3, this man is already 25 years old. He's hitting my cutoff. It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's a man who is a finalist for the MVP award. It's a man who dropped 30 points a game. It's a man who gets to the free throw line whenever he wants. Is he going 10 times a game? Is he going 9 times? This man goes to the basket any way he wants. They just got the Pelicans the hell up on out of here. Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the best young teams in the league. They're the second youngest team in the league, and they got room to grow. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you want to tell me the Clippers aren't mad that they brought in Paul George and traded him? Oklahoma City Thunder hit the jackpot. I just think, and I could be wrong, for what we see right now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, how he plays, just going to the basket, I think there's more of a benefit there. So when in crunch time, unless Anthony Edwards is blocking your shot. That was a tough decision, but I got SGA in front of Anthony Edwards right now. And you want to know who loves him and believes in him? his whole damn team, including his big man who hasn't even reached his peak, Chet Holmgren. Last week, he was not shy on TNT telling everybody, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, oh, he's the MVP.
Yeah, obviously we came ready to play tonight, and you know, we're going to get the other team's best punch, especially on their home court next game, so we got to come ready to play. But I got one more thing to say. He's too humble to say it, but this is the MVP right here. MVP of the league. I'm going to say it for him because he won't say it.
Yeah, MVP candidate. I don't think he's the MVP. I ain't afraid to say it. Give it to Jokic. Just call it a day. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will get another year. I got him at number three on my list. If he's number three, who is number?
Number two.
Number two. You know what? We got to go to San Antonio. It's self-explanatory. Do I have to say anymore? If we're talking about the top six young stars in the league, this man cannot buy a beer. His name is Victor Wembanyama. He goes to sleep at night. He reads books. He turns his phone off. He's 20. I'm sure he doesn't even want to drink a beer. He just wants to stretch. He's going to be Rookie of the Year. We know that. And Victor Wembanyama did not seem intimidated by playing in the NBA. In his rookie season, which he got better at, he averaged 20 and 10, 3.5 blocks. He's knocking down threes. He's having 7-8 block games. He's changing entire teams' offenses with his defense. And I think we kind of knew this was going to be the case. LeBron James, certainly not a young player on his way out. He said Victor Wembanyama early this year is just an alien.
What do I think of him? I think probably the same as everybody else think. You know, everybody, you know, we're labeling like this unicorn thing. Everybody's been a unicorn over the last few years, but he's more like an alien. I've never seen, no one has ever seen anyone as tall as he is, but as fluid and as graceful he is out on the floor. I mean, that's 7'4 or 7'5 or 7'3, whatever the case may be. His ability to put the ball on the floor, shoot step back jumpers out of the post, step back threes, catch and shoot threes, block shots. He's for sure a generational talent, and hopefully he continues to stay healthy. That's what's most important.
Hickey, I saw this man warm up. In January, I stood right on the baseline. He's right in front of me, warmed up for 20 minutes. I'm like, yo, this guy don't make no damn sense. 7'4", he was moving around on the basketball court like he was my height. He's almost 2 feet taller than me. Almost.
It's unbelievable. Like you said, it doesn't feel fair. We kind of see it a little bit with Kevin Durant, like with his size and how well he's able to move about the court. But now, I feel like the handles and everything else is a lot better with Wemby. This is... You're talking about just getting everything possible from the big man upstairs. He got it.
Oh, my God. And he stayed healthy this season. And I hope he stays healthy into future seasons. I can't wait to see what his body looks like when he comes back. I know he's going to play in Paris. You think he puts on a couple LBs? Maybe a little bit more muscle? A little bit something?
Can he? Like, does it stay on?
I'd be interested. I'd be interested. I mean, he's... I just want to see him healthy. That's first and foremost. He is an alien. I'm talking about the top six stars in the NBA. Future stars. If I got Victor Wembanyama at number two, it's real simple here. When we come back on the other side of the break, who in the hell could I have in front of him? I'm going to tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're taking a look at a new top six list, or at least I'm sharing with you a new top six list. NBA playoffs are going on right now, this minute, this second. And I wanted to take a look at some of the best young players in the league right now. 25 and under. Who's the best of the best? Who, quote unquote, got next? I'm about to share with you who I have at number one overall. And when I put this list together, I really wanted to look at who could most certainly drive home a championship, an MVP, a few of them. And that was my thought process. And I'm going to share with you number one momentarily. Let me walk you through things. At number six, Paolo Banchero. The Orlando Magic. What a mouthful. A lot of O's. He's 21 years old. He's in the playoffs in only his second season. He is 21. He is 6'10". 250 pounds. He can shoot. He can dribble. He can move. He is a freak. At number five, I gave you Tyrese Maxey. He is 23 years old. Sooner than later, people are going to start looking at Embiid and saying, man, just move out the way and just give the ball to Maxey. He had to move or wait for James Harden to disappear. And next thing you know, hey, you might be 7 feet. You might be a former MVP. Tyrese Maxey might have to take over this team like it's a pirate ship. I'm the captain now. Tyrese Maxey is 23 years old. He saved the Sixers' asses last night. And I think this might be a little bit of a change of the guard in the future. At number four, I gave you Anthony Edwards. 22 years old. Offense, defense. I would say as of right now, he's the most electric dunker in the NBA right now. You do not want to be in this guy's way. He got springs for legs. I guess that's what happens when you're 22 years old. And he does it all. He shoots. He drives to the basket. Got a little post-up game. Plays defense. Is tenacious. Is not a quitter. I got up at number four on my list. Top six young stars in the NBA. And number three, gave you Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Why do I like his game so much? Because he can just go to the hole whenever he wants. And I think that has value in the postseason. I think we're going to find out sooner than later. Because when you play the Pelicans, you're supposed to whoop that ass. At number two, LeBron James said, forget a unicorn. It's Victor Wembanyama. He is an alien. 7'4". Might grow another inch. Is blocking every shot. Is altering every shot. Is knocking down threes. Is passing the ball. Is my favorite player to watch. I want to see this man healthy for the next forever because, all things considered, if Victor Wembanyama stays healthy, which I still think is a risk, he's going to be the best player in the NBA. I said it. But why do I have Victor Wembanyama, who's only 20 years old, at number two on my list? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when I think about the top young stars in the NBA, 25 and under, it's because I have this number here.
Number one.
I think he is a walking basketball team all by himself. His name is Luka Doncic. Yeah, Luka. I have Luka Doncic at number one on my list when you talk about the top young stars in the NBA under 25, 25 and under. Luka is right here at 25. Why do I have him here? He reminds me of one player that I've seen in my life. Luka reminds me of a gigantic scoring Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is one of the most unique players that I've ever seen in my life because he was a one-man gang. He was a one-man basketball player who did everything. He played defense. He stole the ball. He initiated the offense. He ran a fast break. He wasn't known for his scoring or his shooting. He could get to the basket and do so. He created points and shots for everybody all over the court. He rebounded and pushed the ball out. He was a one-man wrecking crew. This is crazy to me to say this. Almost blasphemous because Jason Kidd is one of the best point guards I've ever seen play basketball in my life. Certainly one of the most complete outside of Magic Johnson. Luka is just a big old version of Jason Kidd. Who could score? Who can shoot the three? Jason Kidd couldn't do that until late in his career. Luka Doncic is 6'7", gigantic, scoring Jason Kidd. 30 points, 10 assists a game. Luka basically averages 30 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He's only 25 years old. This man has already been a five-time All-Star. He was a Rookie of the Year. I know the Atlanta Hawks are kicking themselves in the ass for trading him to the Dallas Mavericks after Luka was selected third and Trey went, well, fifth. This is pathetic. Luka Doncic, one-man gang. Wait until he actually has a team around him. And no, not just Kyrie and friends, but an actual team. Luka is amazing. And you want to know who else has high praise for him? Jason Kidd, this past January. You thought I compared Luka to Jason Kidd and you thought that was crazy? Listen to what Jason Kidd had to say about this man on 97.1 The Freak.
I've said this before and I'll say it, you know, for as long as I'm here, is you can't take this young man for granted. He's better than Dirk. He's in the atmosphere of MJ, the best to ever do it, LeBron, Kobe. And so just to appreciate what this young man is doing at the age of 24 is something that Dallas has never seen. And I've said this internally. He is better than Dirk. He does things that Dirk could never do. And now is, you know, the opportunity of getting the right people around him to ultimately win a championship.
You just said two times that Luka is better than Dirk. Dirk won a title and had been to two. Do you feel comfortable saying that on a guy that has not even made the finals yet?
Yeah. MJ is the same way. MJ didn't make it until his 30s. This young man is 24 and is breaking all the records that stand in front of him. And he's a winner. And his ultimate goal is to win a championship. And he will get there, not just, you know, win one, but he will win multiple when it's all said and done.
Let me tell you something. Jason Kidd ain't telling no lies. We ain't talking about accomplishments. We're talking about better players, and I think that Luka is, and it's not too difficult I think Luka is a better player than Dirk was. Is Dirk more accomplished? Oh, hell yeah. Come on now. Dirk is one of the most accomplished basketball players ever. Also played professionally in Europe as a kid. I mean, come on. This man, Luka Doncic, was playing EuroLeague basketball for Barcelona when he was a teenager. He comes over to the United States of America. He's playing against grown men. You don't think they were whooping his ass in Europe when he was a kid? Things a little bit different basketball-wise over there. And when I think about a top young star, yeah, Victor Wembanyama might have all the potential in the world. Still a risk. I think Luka Doncic is a much safer bet. That's why I have Luka Doncic at number one on my list. Top six young stars in the NBA. 25 and under. Let me give you a quick recap. 6, Paolo Banchero. 5, Tyrese Maxey. 4, Anthony Edwards. 3, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Number 2, Victor Wembanyama. Number 1, Luka Doncic. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You got some thoughts? You got some ideas? Did I miss a young player under 25 that you want to add to this list? I could think of a couple players that are under 25. I can also give you some reasons that I didn't have them on this list. You can call me up and give me a holler. I'm going to explain some other players as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the best young stars in the NBA. 25 and under. Let me give you a recap. At number 6, I gave you Paolo Banchero. At number 5, I gave you Tyrese Maxey. At number 4, Anthony Ant-Man Edwards. At number 3, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number 2, a 20-year-old Victor Wembanyama. And at number 1, I gave you a 25-year-old Luka Doncic. You can go ahead and listen to the reasons, the full reasons, the full explanations by hitting rewind on the free Odyssey app. Yep, it was in the last break. Go ahead, listen again. And obviously, there's a few other players who are 25 and under who could certainly be, you know, future faces of the league. They could certainly be bright young stars. I think a couple of these guys were expected to be the quote-unquote face of the league. But they got issues. They got problems. They can't stay on the court for various reasons. Sorry. My apologies to Zion Williamson, who's 23 years old. My apologies to Ja Morant, who's 24 years old. And I can't even count his issues. I can't even count his problems. Ja Morant thinks every day is bring your gun to work day. It don't work that way. And so, yes, I could throw Ja Morant on the list. I can run down his accomplishments with my eyes closed. But what good is it when you're just making mistakes? There we go. That's the politically correct thing to say. I mean, he made a mistake when he sat down after the first gun incident. The man sat down on television with, I think, Jalen Rose, and he just told everybody, I want to be a role model to kids. And then he's running around with guns after that. Listen to this.
Do you take pride in being a role model?
I do. And, you know, I realize, you know, I have a lot of kids, you know, who look up to me, even, you know, probably some adults, you know, a lot of fans. And I realize, you know, my past mistakes isn't being, you know, a good role model. So just got to be better in that area, you know, be more responsible, be smarter, and, you know, make better decisions.
Oh, yeah, that was the first time, right? And then he teased everybody by, like, holding a gun in a car, but then, oh, it wasn't a gun. It was just a joke, right? I mean, everything he said was a joke. Like, the gun, oh, it wasn't his. Like, it makes a difference.
Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence. But I take, you know, full responsibility, you know, for my actions. Made a, you know, bad mistake. And I can see the image, you know, that I painted, you know, over myself, you know, with
my recent mistakes, but, you know, in the future, I'm going to show everybody who Ja really is, you know, what I'm about, and, you know, change this narrative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know he can play basketball, not with a bum shoulder. That's why he's not playing right now. Future star? Maybe. More like head case up until now. And then Zion, 23 years old? What a way to go out. In the most Zion way possible in a play-in game, this man is dropping 40 points and has been so out of shape for the past forever. His body can't hold up, and he busts up his hamstring. Oh, you didn't know that Zion was out of shape? Oh, yeah, he did. He got back into shape. But then Stephen A. Smith back in December, he reminded us how big, well, Zion was on ESPN.
I saw the brother go to the free throw line. He looked like he had a belly. He looked like he had a belly. It is shameful. You got chefs in New Orleans. I'm not exaggerating. I'm quoting people. You got chefs in New Orleans who love him. They're looking for him. Everybody, every chef there wants to meet him because they know he'll show up to their restaurant. The word out on Zion Williamson is that he'll eat the table. I'm quoting. He'll eat the table. What in the hell is going on with Zion Williamson?
Hickey, those are the superstars, right? Those are the young. Can we call them future stars? Would you put them in a category?
I would not. I agree with you leaving them off. You, for different reasons, you cannot put them on this list right now.
I'd exclude them right now. If this was a, well, I don't know if I'd ever put Zion on the list. Like, what has he done? Is there anything that he's done that I've missed? Anything? Really?
I mean, he has that playing game.
He has one. Look, both of these dudes were selected in 2019. Zion went number one. Ja Morant went number two. It's 2024. There is not one defining Zion Williamson moment besides this 40 points that he just had, and then he pulled his hamstring. None. No defining moments. At least Ja Morant has been to the postseason, has fought against the Warriors, and has given us some exciting moments. Ja Morant has done that, and then he started feeling himself a little too much. Zion feeds himself too much. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. It wasn't planned. Hickey, did you know that I don't plan to say any of this stuff?
Wow. Just off the tongue, huh? Off the cusp? Or I guess off the cusp. Off the tongue is weird. Off the cusp. Look at you.
I don't plan any of it. I just say what comes to my mind. Ja Morant was feeling himself a little too much, and Zion was feeding himself too much. It hit me back when they, by the time they're good, they won't be under 25 anymore. How about that? If that happens, I have more faith in Ja than I do in Zion. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Toronto. Hey, Alan, you're on the JR Sportry Show. What's going on?
Just to show you how valuable Ja Morant was, 2022 and 23, they were 51 and 21. 2023-24, they really hit the skids, 27 and 55. He missed the first 25 games of the season, and they were 6 and 19 when he returned. And he only played 9 games, and then he was declared through for the season. So that goes to show you how valuable he is, you know, Rookie of the Year. I don't have to go through all he had. Rookie of the Year in 2022.
Alan, stop. Oh, my God, stop it. Stop it. Yes, we all know. Thank you. We don't need the resume on Ja Morant. I just said he's great. He just doesn't know how to stop playing with guns. He's irrelevant right now.
Yeah, he's not grow up. He's 24.
We don't know that. Some people don't grow up. Some people don't. I would hope he does, but for right now, today, he ain't worthy of anybody's trust. If I want to talk about a star and a future star, he ain't it. Not right now. Let him play a full season next year where he shows up to work, where he's healthy, where he has no controversies, where he has no court cases. I mean, he can sell all the sneakers in the world. He can be a star in the league. But today, like, his resume don't matter worth a damn. You want to know why, Alan? Because he can't show up to work.
Yeah, but he's valuable. It goes to show you how valuable.
No. We know he is valuable. If he didn't play with guns, if he didn't make an ass out of himself on television, on the internet, if he wasn't rebellious, and then if he did not blow out his shoulder, he would probably be right here on the top. I put it to you this way. This very moment last year, I was talking, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. You take it easy. This very moment last year, I was having a conversation with Tracy McGrady as to whether or not he would take Luka Doncic or Ja Morant. That was a year ago. That was before this man started acting like a complete nut. And so we all know about his accolades and how valuable he is to the Memphis Grizzlies. When he's not out there, they look like a G League team. You don't need to be a basketball scholar to know that. Ja Morant is valuable. But future? You betting on his future? I wouldn't. Staying away. Prove it first. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Give you an update on the basketball game. And give you an update on the great conversation we had with Chris Webber. And then we have a boxer who just got popped for performance-enhancing drugs. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on Infinity Sports Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the best young stars in the NBA. 25 and under. Let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Paolo Banchero. At number five, I gave you Tyrese Maxey. At number four, Anthony Ant-Man Edwards. At number three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number two, a 20-year-old Victor Wembanyama. And at number one, I gave you a 25-year-old Luka Doncic. You can go ahead and listen to the reasons, the full explanations by hitting rewind on the free Odyssey app. Yep, it was in the last break. Go ahead and listen again. And obviously, there's a few other players who are 25 and under. who could certainly be, you know, future faces of the league. They could certainly be bright young stars. I think a couple of these guys were expected to be the quote-unquote face of the league. But they got issues. They got problems. They can't stay on the court for various reasons. Sorry. My apologies to Zion Williamson, who's 23 years old. My apologies to Ja Morant, who's 24 years old. And I can't even count his issues. I can't even count his problems. Ja Morant thinks every day is bring your gun to work day. It don't work that way. And so, yes, I could throw Ja Morant on the list. I can run down his accomplishments with my eyes closed. But what good is it when you're just making mistakes? There we go. That's the politically correct thing to say. I mean, he made a mistake when he sat down after the first gun incident. The man sat down on television with, I think, Jalen Rose, and he just told everybody, I want to be a role model to kids. And then he's running around with guns after that. Listen to this.
Do you take pride in being a role model?
I do. And, you know, I realize, you know, I have a lot of kids, you know, who look up to me, even, you know, probably some adults, you know, a lot of fans. And I realize, you know, my past mistakes isn't being, you know, a good role model. So just got to be better in that area, you know, be more responsible, be smarter, and, you know, make better decisions.
Oh, yeah, that was the first time, right? And then he teased everybody by, like, holding a gun in a car, but then, oh, it wasn't a gun. It was just a joke, right? I mean, everything he said was a joke. Like, the gun, oh, it wasn't his. Like, it makes a difference.
Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone and, you know, any type of violence. But I take, you know, full responsibility, you know, for my actions. Made a, you know, bad mistake. And I can see the image, you know, that I painted, you know, over myself, you know, with my recent mistakes. But, you know, in the future, I'm going to show everybody who Ja really is, you know, what I'm about, and, you know, change this narrative.
Yeah. We know he can play basketball, not with a bum shoulder. That's why he's not playing right now. Future star? Maybe. More like head case up until now. And then Zion, 23 years old? What a way to go out. In the most Zion way possible in a play-in game, this man is dropping 40 points and has been so out of shape for the past forever, his body can't hold up and he busts up his hamstring. Oh, you didn't know that Zion was out of shape? Oh, yeah, he did. He got back into shape. But then Stephen A. Smith back in December, he reminded us how big, well, Zion was on ESPN.
I saw the brother go to the free throw line. He looked like he had a belly. He looked like he had a belly. It is shameful. You got chefs in New Orleans. I'm not exaggerating. I'm quoting people. You got chefs in New Orleans who love him. They're looking for him. Everybody, every chef there wants to meet him because they know he'll show up to their restaurant. The word out on Zion Williamson is that he'll eat the table. I'm quoting. He'll eat the table. What in the hell is going on with Zion Williamson?
Hickey, those are the superstars, right? Those are the young. Can we call them future stars? Would you put them in a category?
I would not. I agree with you leaving them off. You, for different reasons, you cannot put them on this list right now.
Yeah, I'd exclude them right now. If this was a, well, I don't know if I'd ever put Zion on the list. Like, what has he done? Is there anything that he's done that I've missed? Anything? Really?
I mean, he has that playing game.
He has one. Look, both of these dudes were selected in 2019. Zion went number one. Ja Morant went number two. It's 2024. There is not one defining Zion Williamson moment besides this 40 points that he just had, and then he pulled his hamstring. None. No defining moments. At least Ja Morant has been to the postseason, has fought against the Warriors, and has given us some exciting moments. Ja Morant has done that, and then he started feeling himself a little too much. Zion feeds himself too much. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. It wasn't planned. Hickey, did you know that I don't plan to say any of this stuff?
Wow. Just off the tongue, huh? Off the cusp? Or I guess off the cusp. Off the tongue is weird. Off the cusp. Look at you.
Yeah, I don't plan any of it. I just say what comes to my mind. John Morant was feeling himself a little too much, and Zion was feeding himself too much. It hit me back when they by the time they're good, they won't be under 25 anymore. How about that? If that happens. I have more faith in Ja than I do in Zion. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Toronto. Hey, Alan, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's going on?
Just to show you how valuable Ja Morant was, 2022 and 23, they were 51 and 21. 2023, 24, they really hit the skids, 27 and 55. He missed the first 25 games of the season, and they were 6-19 when he returned. And he only played 9 games, and then he was declared through for the season. So that goes to show you how valuable he is, you know, Rookie of the Year. I don't have to go through all he had.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year in 2022.
Alan, stop. Oh, my God, stop it. Stop it. Yes, we all know. Thank you. We don't need the resume on Ja Morant. I just said he's great. He just doesn't know how to stop playing with guns. He's irrelevant right now.
Yeah, he's not grow up. He's 24.
We don't know that. Some people don't grow up. Some people don't. I would hope he does, but for right now, today, he ain't worthy of anybody's trust. If I want to talk about a star and a future star, he ain't it. Not right now. Let him play a full season next year where he shows up to work, where he's healthy, where he has no controversies, where he has no court cases. I mean, he can sell all the sneakers in the world. He can be a star in the league. But today, like, his resume don't matter worth a damn. You want to know why, Alan? Because he can't show up to work.
Yeah, but he's valuable. It goes to show you how valuable he is.
No. We know he is valuable. If he didn't play with guns, if he didn't make an ass out of himself on television, on the internet, if he wasn't rebellious, and then if he did not blow out his shoulder, he would probably be right here on the top. I put it to you this way. This very moment last year, I was talking, and thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. You take it easy. This very moment last year, I was having a conversation with Tracy McGrady as to whether or not he would take Luka Doncic or Ja Morant. That was a year ago. That was before this man started acting like a complete nut. And so we all know about his accolades and how valuable he is to the Memphis Grizzlies. When he's not out there, they look like a G League team. You don't need to be a basketball scholar to know that. Ja Morant is valuable. But future? You betting on his future? I wouldn't. Staying away. Prove it first. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Give you an update on the basketball game. And give you an update on the great conversation we had with Chris Webber. And then we have a boxer who just got popped for performance-enhancing drugs. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.